chapter 3, text 16. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Prayoditam,
Prayoditam,
Shobhanam,
Shobhanam,
Iva,
Iva,
Shobhane,
Shobhane,
Anahuta,
Anahuta,
Api,
Api,
Abhiyanti,
Abhiyanti,
Bandhushu,
Bandhushu,
Te,
Te,
Yadi,
Yadi,
Anudparita,
Anudparita,
Dosha,
Drishtayo,
Valiyasa,
Anatmya,
Madena, Manyuna, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Prayoditam Shobhanam Eva Shobhane, Anahuta Apyabhiyanti Bandhushu, Te yajyanut parita dosha drishtayo Baliya sanatmya madena manyuna
Baliya sanatmya madena manyuna
Shri Bhagavan Vacha
Shri Bhagavan Vacha
Prayoditam shobhanam eva shobhane
Prayoditam shobhanam eva shobhane
Anahuta apyabhiyanti bandhushu
Anahuta apyabhiyanti bandhushu
Te yajyanut parita dosha drishtayo Baliya sanatmya madena manyuna Anahuta Abhyabhiyanti Bandhushu Te Yajyanut Parita Dosha Drishtayo Baliya Sanatmya Madena Manyuna
Shri Bhagavan
Vacha
Prayoditam Shobhanam Eva Shobhane
Anahuta Apyabhiyanti Bandhushu
Te Yadi Anupadita Dosha Drishtayo
Valiya sanatmya madena manyuna
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha
Prayoditam Shobhanam Eva Shobhane
Prayoditam Shobhanam Eva Shobhane
Anahuta Apyabhiyanti Bandhushu
Anahuta Apyabhiyanti Bandhushu
Te Yajyanutpadita Dosha Drishtayo
Yajyanutpadita dosha drishtayo
Baliya
sanatmya madena manyuna Shri Bhagavan Vacha
Shri Bhagavan Vacha
The great Lord replied Tvaya
by you
Uditam said, Shobhanam is true. Eva, certainly. Shobhane,
my dear beautiful wife.
Anahutaha, without being invited. Api,
even.
Abhiyanti, go. Bandhushu,
among friends.
Te,
those.
Friends.
Yadi,
if. Anutparita,
dosha,
drishtayaha,
not finding fault.
Valiyasa,
more important.
Anatmya,
madena,
by pride, caused by identification with the body.
Manyuna,
by anger. The great Lord replied, "My dear beautiful wife, you have said that one may go to a friend's house without being invited. And this is true, provided such a friend does not find fault with the guest because of bodily identification and thereby become angry towards him." Purport. Lord Shiva could foresee that as soon as Sati reached her father's house, her father, Daksha, being too puffed up because of bodily identification, would be angry at her presence, and although she was innocent and faultless, he would be mercilessly angry toward her. Lord Shiva warned that since her father was too puffed up by his material possessions, he would be angry, and this would be intolerable for her. Therefore, it was better that she not go. This fact was already experienced by Lord Shiva, because although Lord Shiva was faultless, Daksha had cursed him in so many ways, in so many harsh words. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shrayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shakrashatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavatutam Pradijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Vandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vanshako Pitarubhyascha Kripasindho bhyaeva cha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shri Gaurabhavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Trayoditam Shobhanam Eva Shobhane, Anahuta Apyabhiyanti Bandhushu, Te Yajyanut Bharita Dosha Drishtayo, Baliyasan Atmya Madena Manyuna. Tirastachan Muyati, Lord Shiva is very sober, so he's carefully understanding the situation. The Sita, Sati was impulsive. Let me go, I want to go. Everyone else is going, all my sisters are going to be there. Everyone's going to dress nicely and put on nice ornaments and go, I want to go also. And, all right, I'm not invited, but for a friend or a relative, you don't have to be invited. So her intelligence was pulled in But the intelligence was busy serving the purposes of the mind. The mind wanted to go. She had it in mind, let me go. So then the intelligence was pulled into service. Find some excuse. Give some principle that will justify my going. So in this way, ruled by impulse and sentiment, she wanted to go. But Lord Shiva was sober, so he considered the situation carefully with detached intelligence. But yes, if you go, you don't require an invitation. It's a fact that to go to a friend's house or a relative's house, no invitation is needed. But this is not an ordinary situation. Ordinarily, sure, we drop in on our friends, drop in on our relatives. But here there's a larger context. Your father has become inimical toward me and insulted me. He's very much affected by the bodily concept of life. And all right, you're related to him in that bodily concept, but you're also related to me. And he'll see it that way. Dosha drishti. Anutparita dosha drishti. Dosha drishti means fault finding. Seeing some fault. There was no fault in Lord Shiva. Still, influenced by passion and ignorance, Daksha found some fault. Oh, he's my son-in-law, but he hasn't offered respect. Everyone else is offering respect. Because of his pride, Daksha's pride, sense of false prestige. So he expected Shiva should offer me respect, and now he hasn't offered respect. And so he's so many things, actually, Daksha said about him, that he's associated with low-class, not even people, ghosts and hobgoblins, that he's always covered with ashes and skulls. He's very unfit to be my daughter's husband. In so many ways. Dosha drishti. For a person who wants to find fault, the opportunity is always there. There's never difficulty finding fault. The fault finder, the poets are seeing the moon in the sky and praising its beauty. Chanakya Pandit says, for the sky, the ornament of the sky is the moon. So many beautiful poems have been written praising the moon. If a woman is beautiful, then her face is compared to the moon. But the fault finder will look at the moon and say, spots on it. Moon has spots on it. Why are they praising it for its beauty? Why is everybody making a big deal out of it? The thing's got spots all over it. If it didn't have spots, then maybe we could say it was beautiful. But with all those marks on it, why do people falsely praise its beauty? In this way, or he could say, it's not steady. It keeps going through phases. And if it would steadily be full, that would be something else, but it keeps going through phases. Oh, what kind of moon is this? A fault finder can find fault anywhere. that, what was his name? Ramachandra Puri. Ramachandra Puri? Found fault with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That he would, actually he would find fault with all the Vaishnavas. He would invite them. Vaishnavas mean they have all the good qualities of the demigods. But he would invite them for prasadam, and then he would push them, take more, take more, take more, take more. And then later he would talk about how they greedy they are, how they eat so much. Looking for some fault. Then he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw, oh, they're ants. This sannyasi must be eating sweets. Otherwise, why should there be ants? Ants, of course, go everywhere. But he must be eating sweets, just to find some fault. And then criticizing that he's eating too much. When Prabhupada was here, he was spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world in an unprecedented way. But some persons were criticizing, oh, he's carrying such a big danda. Because Prabhupada, for a photograph, he borrowed a danda from one of his sannyas disciples. The disciple was taller, so the danda was taller. But Prabhupada was holding a bigger danda. And then they criticized, oh, he thinks he's so big, carrying a big danda. They don't consider that he spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message all over the world, that the desire of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's fulfilled. So many devotees, so many temples, so much service. That is not a subject for discussion. The subject for discussion is always see how big his danda is. This is called dosha drishti, fault finding. Prabhupada gave another example, that there's some lawyers, they're sitting, and one of them says, "So, did you hear? Chakravarti has been promoted to high court judge." And the other one says, "Chakravarti? That guy? High court judge? I don't believe it." The man says, no, I've seen. He's sitting on the bench. And then he must not be getting paid. He must not be getting paid then. Somehow, this envy, this fault of envy, and it's the person who has the most faults is the one who finds faults everywhere else. Finds faults everywhere else. There's a book I'm reading where it says that the fool says to everyone, the fool announces to everyone that he's a fool. But another way to translate it is that the fool says to everyone, "You're a fool." The fool thinks that everyone else is a fool. So this tendency is there to be envious, to find fault. Even in Krishna, they'll find fault. Oh, he had so many wives. He did this, he did that. Not understanding Krishna's divine nature. Abhijananti mam muta manashim tanamashruti. Param bhavam ajananto mamabhuta maheshwara. Actually, that's where envy begins, is envy of Krishna. Every living being in the material world is here ultimately because of envy of Krishna. Why should Krishna be the enjoyer? Why shouldn't I be the enjoyer? Why should Krishna be in control? I can control. This is envy. So along with this envy comes dosha drishti, to find fault in others. This is a characteristic of the mode of ignorance. What is that? Bhagavad Gita. Naishkritika. Lashana. Naishkritika means he's expert in fault finding. It's become like a fine art in Kali Yuga. If somebody can insult somebody else, then everybody else goes, wow. He's expert in insulting others. Expert in finding faults. Prabhupada quoted the proverb, the sieve criticizes the needle for having a hole in it. You know what a sieve is? That for so many holes. So it's criticizing the needle for having a hole in it. Now this is Kali Yuga. People are considered very great when they're expert at fault finding. In elsewhere in the 12th canto, said if a person's arrogant, he'll be taken as wise. He'll be taken as wise if he's arrogant. So Lord Shiva considered that, yes, if you go to your father's house, no invitation is needed, but what can you expect there? He's dosha drishti. So he'll see you and he'll think, yes, she's my daughter, but she's married to that Lord Shiva. And he's blah, 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 blah. Manyuna, with anger. Krodhat bhavati sam moha. By anger, one becomes completely bewildered. Sam mohat smriti vibhrama. Forgets whose daughter, whose friend. Smriti bramshad buddhi nasho. Loses his intelligence. And as we'll see, by loss of intelligence, you lose everything. Daksha later will. So in this way, Lord Shiva advised his wife that your principle is good, but it doesn't apply here. This is sober judgment. The inexperienced person, or the person who's simply using intelligence in the service of the mind, finds some principle and says, oh, according to this principle, whatever, I can do what I want, or this principle justifies what I have in mind. But a thoughtful person has to consider, how does the principle apply? How does the principle apply? Considering everything, not just considering one thing out of context. But what's the context? What's the larger picture? How does it fit? Does it not fit? What else is to be considered? Just like when we say it's a principle, a devotee should be fearless. So then someone says, then it doesn't matter if I use the green light or the red light, because the devotee should be fearless. But that's not fearless, that's stupid. It's reckless. Fearless and reckless may not be the same thing. Or, to use a more practical example, one time there was some preaching program, and there was no one to go and do the preaching. So then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is told, this program is there, but there's no one to do the preaching. Only this one devotee is there, and he's observing Ekadashi. Ekadashi means fasting, chanting so many rounds, nothing else, just hearing and chanting. So he's following a vratta, and you can quote so many verses from the Puranas about the glories of Ekadashi, the glories of following these vows on Ekadashi. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, feed him and send him out to preach. Higher consideration. All right, you can take your Ekadashi and you can give me so many quotations. The glories of Ekadashi, how the Lord is pleased by someone who follows Ekadashi, how the Lord bestows his benedictions on someone who follows Ekadashi. Given all that, feed him and send him out. Because there's a higher principle here. Nachatasman manusheshu kashchan me priyakritama. Krishna says, no one pleases me more than the person who's spreading my glories. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired that this message of Krishna consciousness should be spread everywhere. And here are some people, they're waiting, and you're not going to go because you're following your Ekadasi vow. The hell with your Ekadasi vow. Eat and go. So this is higher consideration, not just looking, and anyone can pull out a quote, anyone can do a folio search and pull up a few hits. That's mechanical. But who dotted he? One has to have broader intelligence. Broader intelligence doesn't mean that I'm over intelligent, that I find some way to contradict everything. But it means that one actually understands. That one has a deep understanding. So then he knows how to take these quotations and put them in context, how to understand the purpose behind the statement. Therefore, one has to be guided by the bona fide spiritual master. Upadekshantite jnana. Jnaninastattva-darshan. Sati is very exalted. She's very great. And she's citing a reasonable principle. But her spiritual master, her husband, Lord Shiva, is none. This is impulsive. This is childish. You have to consider that this is what's going to happen. You have to look beyond just immediate considerations and consider the whole picture. What will be the effect of your going? What will be the effect of your actions? If you do this, all right, you're entitled, you can go. But what will happen? So by careful discrimination, he could understand this is the full picture, that it looks like it's just going to be a happy family visit. But because your father is in the bodily concept of life, because he's prone to envy and anger, this will be the result. Disaster will be the result. So you may want to go, but it's not advisable. In this way, Lord Shiva was not bewildered or illusioned. He could understand the deeper or the fuller, the situation more fully, and therefore he advised his wife in that way. All right, some questions? Comments? Want to add something?
I was going to ask that Lord Shiva's sober and he's giving good advice. Nevertheless, we know that Sati didn't follow his advice. And so many things happened after that. So there's also the plan of the Lord, no?
That's also there. But it also illustrates another principle. One should not disobey the orders of the spiritual master or neglect the orders of the spiritual master.
Many what?
One should not neglect the orders of the spiritual master. One shouldn't think, well, he says this, but I think this. If one becomes more intelligent than the spiritual master, then he's in trouble. Lord Shiva had the right understanding, but Sati neglected or pushed. No, but I want this, I want this. And then what can the spiritual master do? Because you can't force. You advise the disciple, this is not good. Still the disciple's insisting. And what can be done? What can be done? Therefore, shushusho shadhanasya. One should be very humble and submissive. Bruyu snigtasya shishyasya guruve guru. Not thinking, well, all right, let's hear what he has to say, but I have already reached my, I already know what I should do, what I'm going to do. Anyway, I'm supposed to ask the spiritual master, let me ask him. And then I'll do what I think anyway. Or I'll find some way that, yes, he said this, but it could be interpreted this way. And then finally I come to what I want to do anyway, or what I think anyway. Well, yeah, he said this, but he didn't understand. One shouldn't take the instructions of the spiritual master lightly. Yes? You have to speak loud.
In current Kalyugs, or normal lives, this thing happened, what happened with the Sati? Mind wants to go somewhere, even if you know that it's not good.
Yes.
In real life, you tell me what it happened.
Excuse me?
In current life, happening with me, happening with everyone.
Yes.
And sometimes, mind becomes sati.
Yeah.
He thinks.
Mind becomes asati. Mano retain asati dhavato bihi. Asati means unchaste. The mind.
Speaking it apart from changing the language. How to deal with that situation?
Yes, one has to chant Hare Krishna, one has to read the books, one has to practice following the spiritual master's instructions. Otherwise, if that creates the standard. If I'm accustomed to reading the books, chanting Hare Krishna, following the spiritual master's instructions, then when he gives me the instruction, again, likely I'll follow it. Otherwise, if I don't have that as a standard way of life, if my standard is that I kind of do what I want, then it will always be like that. Sometimes I'll follow when it's convenient, or I'll follow when I like it, and then other times I won't. Everyone has to practice. No. I have to follow my spiritual master's instructions. That's called discipline. Disciple means discipline. Not that I do what I want. I may want or not want, but when the spiritual master instructs, then I have to follow. Something else? All right. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Glory to you.